Can we give the Lord a hand praise today? Amen. Again, we give God all honor, all glory. We thank and praise God for another opportunity to come before His presence. And we do want you to know that there is a word from the Lord for such an occasion as this. We thank God for our new family friends. Amen. Having shared so much with them on this week, we know they are family. Amen. And family is extremely important, isn't it? Amen. Amen. And yes, there is a word from the Lord. Would you please turn with me to the Old Testament book of Isaiah? Isaiah chapter 58. Isaiah chapter 58. And please stand as we reverence the word of God. Together we will read verses 13 and 14. Isaiah chapter 58, verses 13 and 14. Amen. Let us read. If thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, from doing thy pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy of the Lord honorable, and shalt honor him, not doing thine own ways, nor finding thine own pleasure, nor speaking of thine own words, then thou shalt delight thyself in the Lord, and I will cause these to ride upon high of the earth, and feed thee with the heritage of Jacob thy father, for the mouth of the Lord has. Amen. Please lift your Bibles high as we make our proclamation. This is my Bible, God's holy word. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I have what it says I have. And today, I submit myself to God that He may prove His word in my life today. Amen. You may be seated. Please bow your heads with me. Master God, we come before you today. And we come, Lord God, surrendering our hearts and minds to you. We come, Lord God, asking you in the blessed name of Jesus to speak a word unto us right now. Father God, your children have gathered and they're looking toward the hills from which cometh their help. And Lord God, they just want you right now to draw them so close that one cannot fall for the other. Lord God, we ask you to put us on one accord. Make it so plain, Lord God, that even the children would leave here understanding what you want us to know on today. Even as I stand before them, Lord God, I ask that you would allow me to decrease as your word would increase. But truly, everything we say and do will be to your honor and to your glory. This we ask in thy darling son Jesus' name. And the children of God said, amen. 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 Wow, what a week. When we look at the word of God, as we've already spoken about love from 1 John chapter 4, we understand that everything God does is about love. And not only that, everything God ever intended to do was about love. I don't know about you, but I've had a week to see God's love in action. And not only did I see His love in action, but He allowed me to see what family again is all about. Because children of God, if you are blessed to have a family, you are truly blessed. And my thought on this morning is everything matters, especially on Sunday. Everything matters, especially on Sunday. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, God listens every day, but especially on Sunday. When we look into the word, hallelujah, on Isaiah, and I'm reading from the Living Testimony, it says this: if you keep your foot from breaking the Sabbath and from doing as you please on my holy day, if you call the Sabbath a delight and the Lord's holy day honorable, And if you honor it by not going your own way and not doing as you please or speaking the words, then, somebody say then. Somebody say then. Then will you find your joy in the Lord, and I will cause you to ride on the heritage of the land and to feast on the inheritance of your father Jacob. The mouth of the Lord has spoken. Children of God, this week I was able to sit in on us coming together as a family, celebrating 80 years in one person's life. And that was fantastic to see how somebody will go out of their way to celebrate 80 years. And it was all about family. Then later in the week, I had to come again and sit where somebody was saying, they were saying goodbye to a family member. And I saw family all around. And to that, God be the glory. And then on yesterday, had the privilege of seeing God blessing part of the family. And all of us was blessed because we were part of the family. I came to tell you, God honors family. And every day is a holy day of God. So what do we say? When we look in the Word, God wants you to know that if you are His child, at no time. Somebody say no time. All y'all were scared. Say no time. At no time are we to use the breath of God to say ugly things about His children. At no time are we supposed to use the breath of God to think ugly thoughts about His children, because every day is the Sabbath day, and every day God wants us to honor Him. And look what it said in the Word. It said, if you, somebody say you, if you would keep your feet from breaking the Sabbath. Look at your feet. If you would keep your feet from walking crossways of your sisters and brothers, you have an opportunity to be blessed. If you would watch where you walk, watch how you walk, watch when you walk, God has promised He will bless you in your doing. Did not the choir just finish singing, Order My Steps? Some of us just want God to order our steps on Sunday. But how many of you know God has to order your steps 7 days a week, 24 hours a day? It's not hard to walk right in St. John. It's easy to walk here rightly. But what happens to our feet when we leave these doors? Somebody say, order my foot, God. Tell me, order my feet, God. Because understand, God says, I want to bless you, but you have to let me order the steps that you take. Because when you see that every day is a Sabbath day, as a child of God, we watch how we walk every day of our life. And then not only that, in the Word, somebody says she in the Word. He says this, don't even do as you please. God says, as my child, you ought to be concerned about what you do. There are some places children of God shouldn't even be seen going in. There are some things that the world wears that the children of God shouldn't even buy. Quiet this morning. But God is calling us to order, because as a child of God, we should make a difference in how we look. God doesn't want us looking like no Jezebel and no hip-hop anybody, but He wants us to look presentable as young men, as young women, each and every day that He gives to us. And it does matter. I know some of you know the scripture, man looks at the outer appearance, God looks at the heart. He not only looks at the heart, He looks at the body that the heart is carrying. Sometimes it does matter about the package. And those of us who are able to know, when we used to hit the streets for Satan, we used to match head to toe, didn't we? Don't be scared. All y'all didn't grow up in church. Some of us wouldn't be caught dead going to a lounge the way we look on the Lord's Day. It matters, children of God. We ought to put our best forth every day, because every day is the Sabbath day. Even in the Word of God, He said, don't try to do your own thing. Don't go your own way. Family, somebody say family. Family says what one does, all of us do. God bless Nunya and Craig, and all of us have the nerve to be proud about it. Why? Because we family. Katrina is the only one that made the varsity, but all of us was grinning. Why? Because we family. But let me tell you, family is every day. Every day. Brother Carmen Young loved his brother, but all of us felt the pain because we're family. Child of God, you can't go nowhere without family. And God wants us to honor his family. He wants us to be mindful of how we conduct ourselves, of how we carry ourselves, of what we do, because we are family and family matters. Not only that, when we talk to God, when we talk to God about his children, when we talk to each other, it matters to God how we carry ourselves and how we communicate, because God listens to everything we say. Ooh, yeah, that's scary. Listen. God listens to everything. Not just our prayers, but he listens when we take that knife and cut back and forth. He listens when we drop a dime on each other. He listens. And if he doesn't listen any other day, he listens on the Sabbath day. And you know why that's scary? Because every day is the Sabbath day. And he's concerned. Children of God, when you come into a family, it's no longer what you say, no longer what I feel like doing, but it's all about family. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, it's not about you in the family. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, it's not about you in the family. Because we as children of God, in the society, it's all me, my, and what I want. God tears that idea down because no longer are we on our own. But we are to come and we are to see what's best for the family. And let's look at it. I'm in the Bible. He says, then you will find joy in the Lord. The acronym for joy is simply this: Jesus, others, and yourself. Jesus, others, and yourself. That's when you find true joy. Jesus has to be number one in all of our lives. He has to be number one. And then when we put others before ourselves, then God says, now that you know the order, I will bless you. And somebody said, now, mama, well, what if nobody blesses me? That's why all of us have to understand what the formula is. First, all of us put Jesus first. And secondly, we all put each other first. And just think, if everybody is putting somebody else over them, nobody is left out. God knows how to give true joy. But it is a selfish person that says, what if they don't do it like I'll do it? And in a family, you never get left out. In a family, there's always enough to go around. In a family, everybody is loved with the same amount of love. Because the scripture says this, if you do that, then you will find joy in the Lord. And he says, I will cause you to ride on the heights of the land. God wants to pull us up. He wants to pick us up from being the end and not the head. He wants to give us abundance in every area of our life. But it's hard to be blessed when you stingy. It's hard to be blessed when you want them ugly children. It's hard when you got a nasty attitude. Because if God bless you and you got a nasty attitude, you won't bless nobody. But he says, freely I give, freely you receive, freely. Somebody say freely. But see, even in this, John 13 and 35 says, and by this will all men know you are my disciples, when you show love one for another. We have to let everybody see, I'm not afraid of loving you. You can love me back if you want to. I'm not responsible for how you feel about me. I'm only responsible for how I feel about you. I'm not responsible for what you say about me. I'm only responsible for what I say about you. Because I'm part of the family. You can talk about me as much as you please. But the more you talk, I'm going to bend my knees. Because I'm concerned about how God feels about me. Amen? All y'all kind of quiet today. My Lord, my God. But the Lord wants us again. It's all about family. And it's all about the Sabbath. Tell them, God, even this morning, somebody got up this morning and they had a drudge in their heart. My goodness, it's Sunday. It's Sunday. But don't you know God holds this day high? He holds every day that he gives us life high. And we are to honor God with each and every day that he gives us. And then if you wake up and you know somebody loves you, you ought to get up even more excited. When you wake up and know that somebody is concerned about whether you breathe or not, somebody is concerned whether you're doing all right or not, somebody is concerned that you have everything you need on that day. For that, you ought to say, Lord, I thank you, because somebody woke up this morning and they didn't have nobody to call. Somebody walking around this morning don't even know they in the world. But if you know somebody loves you, you ought to say, thank you, Lord. If you know somebody is concerned about you, you ought to say, thank you, Lord. And if you know somebody's going to call to see about you, that is a thank you, Lord. Because that says you have family. And child of God, we lose our children when we don't remind them they're part of the family. We lose our children when we don't show them how important they are to us. We lose sisters and brothers when we don't give them the word of God and say, you are important to me. I care about you. Don't you understand? God wants us to be in family. He wants us to be connected. He wants us to know you are not an island, but you are part of the big picture in his family. And that matters. Many times today, they would like to pull us aside and make us feel we're out here all by ourselves. But I came to tell them today, the devil is a lie. We are part of the bigger picture. And we have a God that even if you're single, he has connected you to a family that loves you. Even if you live by yourself, somebody will pick up the phone just to say, praise the Lord, how are you doing? Don't you know that's what family is all about? And we today, we need to turn around and look to see who is it that you need to contact? Who needs to hear from you today? Because God is concerned that we go through life day in and day out and only concerned about ourselves. That's not family. Our arms, thank you, Lord. God has no arms but yours. When was the last time you hugged somebody? God has no feet but yours. When was the last time you ran to see about somebody? God has no ears but yours. When is the last time you took time to listen? If you are a family, God is not looking for somebody. He's looking for you to carry out what he wants to do in our life. Look at your neighbor and say, he's looking for you. Many times today, Satan would put things in our life to tear us apart and to separate us. But don't you know, on the Sabbath day, God says, I need you to come together. The scripture says, forsake not the assembling of yourselves. But every time you get a chance, come in and see what the family is doing. Every time you get an opportunity, you ought to say, bless God, I love you. Every time you get an opportunity, you ought to reach out and touch somebody's hand. Every time you get a chance, call him up, tell him what you want. Every time. Every time. Because it matters. And the Lord said in his word, if you get out of your circle, you will be even more blessed. If you look beyond your house, you would be even more blessed. If you look beyond your community, you would be more blessed. All we have to do is look around and see. Just look and see. Child of God, even us today, do you understand that Jesus died for us while we were still sinners? Do you realize today that he looked beyond all of our faults and gave us our needs when we were filthy and nasty? Don't you know today that if it had not been for the Lord on our side, we would have been dead in our grave? That's because family matters. It said in the scripture, Galatians 6 and 10, as we therefore have an opportunity to do good, make sure you treat each other right, especially those in the household of faith. God is not concerned about how high you sing your song, but he is concerned about if your song has meaning in your life. He's not concerned about how long you pray, but he is concerned if you put legs on your prayers to make sure what he said comes through. He's not concerned about how long your dress is, but if you got a short dress and you can give somebody the word of faith, then do it, baby, because he wants us to be family in what we got right now. Somebody say family matters. Because all of this says, when we give honor to God, God honors us. When we do things God's way, God will bless us. And when we put him first, he makes us first. The old saints used to say it like this. When you take care of God's business, God will take care of your business. And somebody asked, but what is God's business? God's business is how we treat each other. God's business is how we love each other. God's business is how we look out for each other. Because wherever you are, I pray to God, it's your family. And even as I stand here, my heart is concerned that as we gather Sunday after Sunday, you know, this morning we were talking about empty worship. And as we gather Sunday after Sunday, some come in like you're just doing a ritual. But I beg to differ. Every time you walk in the household of faith, you ought to see Jesus. Every song that comes out of your mouth, you ought to see Jesus. Every time you take a step in the house of Jesus, you ought to see Jesus. Every prayer that goes up, you ought to see Jesus. Ain't nothing in the motion around here. Everything we do is to the honor and glory of God. Everything we do. Nothing is just running the mill around here. Hallelujah. Even as I stand before you today, looking at the will of God, looking at the word of God, he simply is challenging us today. Have you loved anybody today? Have you hugged anybody today? Did you tell somebody, I'm glad to see you? Because if you did, then you are family. Did you reach out and touch somebody that doesn't have your last name? Did you greet somebody that you didn't sleep with last night? If you are, it's family. Did you say, thank you, Jesus, you made it to his house today? Did you raise your hand with nobody asking you? Did you clap your hand with nobody prodding you? If you did, it's because you're family. And then, child of God, what's so special about this Sabbath day? My God, this Sabbath day, a day that has been coming since the very creation of time. This Sabbath day, the day that none of us thought we would see, but all of us just happened to be here today. This Sabbath day. Do you know that this is the day that the Lord has made? And together we should rejoice and be glad in it. Tomorrow is not promised to any of us, but all today I believe I'll testify while I got a chance. I believe I'll give him glory.
a chance, I'ma lead. I'll shout hallelujah while I have a chance. Just in case today is my last day, I'm pushing a car in Jesus' name. Just in case, if you don't ever hear me no more, thank God I came to tell you. I thank God for June 3rd, 2007. Thank God if you don't never hear me no more. Thank God I could have been dead, wrapped up in my grave, but Jesus looked beyond my soul. Glory! Woo! I thank God today.
Hallelujah. Told you about a birthday party I went to. Told you about a funeral service I went to. And then Friday, sitting at my job, my boss came in and told us that one of our friends had dropped dead on the job, getting ready for a concert today, and she left Friday. Oh, but let me tell you, just in case today is my last day, I want you to know I love the Lord. He heard my cry and he pitied every groan. Long as I live and trouble rise, I'll hasten to his throne. Oh, I need to tell you about a God who loves us so much. He came through 42 generations just to make sure we become family. I came to tell you about a God who walked this earth 30 plus years just to make sure we are family. I came to tell you about a God. They nailed him to a cross and he stood there. He said, I gotta let them know I'm not doing it for myself, but I'm doing it for the family. And when they hung him high, he stood him up between heaven and earth. Blood came from his hands. They pierced him in the side. Blood came out. He said, I'm not doing it for me, but I'm doing it for family. And he stood there from the sixth until the ninth hour. And when they took him down, they laid him in a borrowed tomb. And he laid there. He could have got up Friday night, but he said, no, that ain't my Sabbath. He could have got up Saturday morning. No, that ain't the Sabbath. Could have got up Saturday night, but no, that wasn't the Sabbath. But on Sunday morning, he got up with all power, all power, all power. And when he got up, you got up. When he got up, you got up. And I came to tell you, family matters. Family matters. Family matters. And if you never do it again, make sure you talk to your family on Sabbath day. Make sure your family knows you love them on Sabbath day. Make sure your family hears your voice on Sabbath day. Why? Because when we love each other, we honor God. When we reach out to each other, we honor God. And it is a privilege to be part of a family. St. John, I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. And I thank God for being a part of the family. Amen. The doors of the church are open. You may come by letter. Christian experience, candidate for baptism. We have to understand, God made us family. He wants to make sure that all of us know this is not by accident, but this is for real. Make sure you're connected. You don't have to go through life by yourself anymore. Once you give your hand to the preacher and your heart to God, he said, I want you to know this is no accident, but this is for real. This is for real. Love the family that you're with. This is the family today, church. We have to honor God with all that we have today. All he wants you to do is come and get connected today. This is about connection. This is about connection. Will there be one today? You don't have to be on the outside looking in. This is a family. And we honor God every Sabbath day. Every day we give glory to God. Every day we reverence God. Every day we let him order ourselves. Every day. Every day. If you outdoors by yourself, come on to the family. If you think you gotta go by yourself, come on to the family. Why don't you come on? Come on and see what the love of God will really do. Won't you come today? Why don't you come today? Why don't you come today? He died and got up just so you would have a right to family. Just so you can be a family today. Will there be one? Will there be one? On this week, the Lord he's been stressing family to me for a while now. And as I look around, I see how many young people are lost. And that's how gangs get our children, because we just push them aside. And that's how you get hooked up with the wrong people, because you don't understand what family is all about. But I came to tell you, it matters to God. God doesn't want to lose any of his children. If there's ever a time that you feel like life is so hard, if there's ever a time that you feel like nobody understands you, nobody will talk to you, nobody cares about you, I ask you to take one of those bulletins home, and you can call me 24/7. You can call me 24/7, because I want you to know how you are. I want you to know how gifted you are. And if you would just give God a chance, he will pull you out of the muck and the mire. He will give you dreams you ain't never thought about. But you got to take the first step. You got to reach out and say, Father, I need some help. The ball is in your court. You don't have to live another day without hope. You don't have to live another day without peace. You don't even have to live another day by yourself. This is the day the Lord has made, and together we rejoice, and we are glad that you're here. Amen. We're going to have altar prayer. We're going to ask Deacon Ingram to please come and get ready. Those of you that just want to thank God for your family, come down. Those of you who are glad you have a family, come down. Amen. Come down.
precious Father, it's me again, standing in the need of prayer. Father, we call on you this morning. Father, I ask you to bless everyone that's in this circle this morning. Father, you know, when we come to the altar, some have one problem and some have another. Father, we are asking you, whatever the problem is, I know that you are able to solve it. Father, just touch right now, Father. Father, someone is ready to throw up their hands and say, I give up, I don't know what to do. But all they gotta do is look toward heaven and say, Father, Father, oh, Father, I'll stretch my hand to thee. No other, no other help I know. And I'm a witness this morning that you will hear and answer prayer. So we're calling on you this morning, Father, to bless the families here this morning, Father. Bless our children, Heavenly Father. Father, they need our guidance, Heavenly Father. And I'm asking you to let us be there for them and guide them in the way that you would have them go. We need you this morning, and we can't get along without you. Go with us and stand by, Father. Bless souls that are sick, those that are tossing in pain, those that have a troubled mind. Heavenly Father, I know you are able. You are able to bring peace to a troubled mind. So we are asking you, Heavenly Father, to please, sir, please have mercy on us. Father, we need you, and we can't get along without you. Father, and as we, Heavenly Father, as we prepare ourselves, Father, to leave this worship service today,
Lord,
I want to ask you to continue to go with us to our various homes, Father. We're going to need you. We need you every day. We need you on our job. We need you as we travel along the highway. Father, I want to ask you to those that are traveling that you will be a pilot, a co-pilot. Oh, Lord, please, hear our cry this morning. Father, we need you. Can't get along without you. Father, when we've gone the last mile of the way, oh, Heavenly Father, I'm going to ask you just to receive our soul somewhere in your kingdom where we can sing and praise thee forever and ever.
Yes, Lord.
These blessings all are like our Son Jesus' name. Amen, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Services. 23 through 34. Do you have that? It's either printed in the bulletin, or you may turn to the scripture. Let us stand. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. After the same manner also, he took the cup, when he had supped, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as ye drink it in remembrance of me." Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. Wherefore, my brethren, when ye come together to eat, tarry one for another. And if any man hunger, let him eat at home, that ye come not together unto condemnation. And the rest will I set in order when I come. Let's read the church covenant together. It is also found in your bulletin. Let us read. Having been led, as we believe, by the Spirit of God, to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior, and on the profession of our faith, having been baptized in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, we do now, in the presence of God and this assembly, most solemnly and joyfully enter into the covenant one with another as body in Christ. We engage, therefore, by the aid of the Holy Spirit, to walk together in Christian love, to strive for the advancement of this church in knowledge, holiness, and comfort, to promote its prosperity and spirituality, to sustain its worship, ordinances, discipline, and doctrine, to contribute cheerfully and regularly to the support of the ministry, the expenses of the church, and the relief of the poor, and the spread of the gospel through all nations. We also engage to maintain family and secret devotion, to religiously educate our children, to seek the salvation of our kindred and acquaintances, to walk circumspectly in the world, to be just in our dealings, faithful in our engagements, and exemplary in our deportments, to avoid all tattling, backbiting, and excessive anger, to abstain from the sale of and use of intoxicating drinks as a beverage, to be zealous in our efforts to advance the kingdom of our Savior. We further engage to watch over one another in brotherly love, to remember one another in prayer, to aid one another in sickness and distress, to cultivate Christian sympathy in feeling and Christian courtesy in speech, to be slow to take offense, but always ready for reconciliation, and mindful of the rules of our Savior to secure it without delay. We moreover engage that when we remove from this place, we will, as soon as possible, unite with some other church where we can carry out the spirit of this covenant and the principles of God's word. Amen. You may be seated.